Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. I got six, that's all there is.
Six times one is six, one times six.
He got six, I put mine with his, and we got 12.
Six times two is 12, two times six.
I got six, you got six, she got six, and we got 18 all together, if we can get them all together.
Six times three is 18, three times six.
I got six in my right hand, six in my left hand, six on my head. You got six in your pocket. Put them all on the floor, and that's 24.
Six times four is 24. Four times six.
Number nine will put you on the spot. Number nine will tie you up in a knot. When you're trying, multiplying by nine, you might give it everything you've got and still be stopped. If you don't know some secret way you can check on, you'll break your neck.
If man had been born with six fingers on each hand, he'd also have 12 toes, or so the theory goes. Well, with 12 digits, I mean fingers, he probably would have invented two more digits when he invented his number system. Then, if he'd saved the zero for the end, he could count and multiply by 12s just as easily as you and I do by 10s. Had been born with six fingers on each hand, he'd probably count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, deck, L, do. Deck and L being two entirely new signs meaning 10 and 11, single digits. And his 12, do, would have been written 1, 0. Get it? That'd be swell.